Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting second, the DH, Hal McRae. Batting third, the third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Clint Hurdle. Batting sixth, the catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth, the shortstop, UL Washington. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second, the left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting third, the DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting sixth, the catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh, the right fielder, John Walkenfuss. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Steve Baker. And now, play ball. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun strikes out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hurdle scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats LaFleur for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp takes first base on ball four. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kemp moves to second. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kemp scores. Staub moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Staub moves to third. Thompson moves to second. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball four. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Otis moves to second. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle takes first base on ball four. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. Otis moves to third. Hurdle moves to second. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Otis scores. Hurdle moves to third. Two outs. It's Royals, 1, Tigers, 1. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a line drive towards first. Hurdle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White misplays the ball. That's an error on White. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a line drive towards the mound. Gura catches it and throws to first to double up Kemp. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Otis steals second. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hurdle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parrish moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Oda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Parrish tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field. Oda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 2 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hurdle scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hurdle strikes out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Porter takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette pinch hits for Frank White. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-3 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Terrell now playing second base. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-3 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kemp hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Porter fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hurdle fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Kemp for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Wilson pinch runs for George Brett. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hurdle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's Royals, 2, Tigers, 2. John Hiller now pitching. John Way then pinch hits for Daryl Porter. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then strikes out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Hurdle moves to second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Whitaker fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Wilson now playing left field. John Way then now catching. Steve Braun now playing third base. Al Raboski now pitching. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 3 in the game. Rodriguez bunts towards the mound. Raboski fields it and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to third. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss is walked intentionally. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 4 in the game. Braun strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 4 in the game. McRae hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.